Teaching is a hard job, but it's even harder when it has to happen virtually during a global pandemic. And with public school closures extended through the end of the academic year, Utah's educators still have a long road ahead. KUER's John Reed looks at how one teacher is navigating the challenges.
Amelia Lande, or Miss L to her students, teaches fourth grade at Rose Park Elementary on the west side of Salt Lake City. She's one of thousands of teachers in the state trying to make this whole online learning thing work, which hasn't been easy.
Student is currently unavailable.
Over the last few weeks, her days have become awash of virtual meetings, faculty check-ins, texting and calling parents, but most of all, trying to keep her students learning on track.
All right, here we go. So, see how I'm on the general posts?
Yes.
Okay, and then, so it says join.
Oh, okay.
And then I just join.
She uses about 10 different apps and online programs, whatever it takes to connect with her students. She's even reaching out to them on a private Instagram account.
Hey kids, Ms. L here, just reminding you to get out and do a little reading in the sun.
It's a lot to manage, but Lande says it's what needs to happen. If teachers don't engage kids, they're going to lose them.
In a way, like, this is helping us slow down and be better teachers. However, I have no idea whether I am being an effective teacher or not right now.
Many teachers at Rose Park say they're also struggling to figure out the best approach during the pandemic, and their principal is looking for answers too.
The whole message coming out of our district is take a deep breath, slow down. We are not going to be able to figure this all out this week.
In a recent virtual faculty meeting, Nicole O'Brien tells her staff the entire district is scrambling to figure out its new role. And the first hurdle?
In our schools right now, there's a group of people that we can't even find. We're not sure where they are. We're not sure if they still live in our boundaries.
O'Brien says Rose Park Elementary is one of several Salt Lake schools whose students face major disadvantages. Most are low income. Almost 90% qualify for free or reduced school lunches. Some parents are also undocumented and don't give out their contact info. So even though there are resources like school-provided computers and free internet, they often go unused.
We've had families say, you know, we've lost our jobs, we're worried about our rent, food. The last thing on my mind is being able to get over and pick up a laptop.
Even 6 weeks after school closures, teachers are still having trouble getting students online, Lande included. She says she's lucky if half of the 43 fourth graders show up on a regular basis, even if they have internet access. And on one day,
I think I saw two kids online, and I was like, oh, this is bad.
That's why O'Brien says the message right now is to first make sure students and families are okay, that they have basics like food and shelter. Then they can focus on school.
I mean, content is important, but right now the most important thing is we're there, connecting with our kids, letting them hear our voices, see our faces, reminding them we care.
It's a role she says teachers aren't necessarily trained for, at least not to this degree. But during a pandemic, it's needed more than ever, says Nikisha Williams. She's a professor at North Carolina A&T State University whose work focuses on multicultural education and helping teachers adapt lessons to individual students.
So it's having to create safe spaces virtually and being invited, because essentially you're being invited into your students' homes.
Williams says teachers have long needed to understand students' lives outside the classroom. If they come to school hungry or scared, that impacts their learning. But they're not always taught how to do that. She says it starts with getting to know students.
Introduce yourself. Ask about their likes, their values, their beliefs, right? What are their practices at home? What does dinner time look like for them?
She says when teachers can do that, students perform better.
You have to acknowledge their culture. You have to acknowledge their language. That's acknowledging, respecting, and valuing their identity as a person.
But it's a lot to ask of teachers who get a new crop of students and parents each year. And for Amelia Lande, she says she worries about striking the right balance.
Have I been shortchanging my kids by focusing so much on this, like, the social well-being of our kids? Because that academic piece is super important, especially for our kids that don't always come to the table with everything that other kids have.
She says if the academics don't get figured out, it could create a ripple effect, with students not prepared for next year and falling further and further behind their peers. John Reed, KUER News.